Experts describe trade and economic ties between China and the U.S. as structurally complementary. Each country produces things the other needs. So how did this interdependence come about? Some argue that it all began when global corporates, with U.S. companies to the fore, embraced the outsourcing business model on a massive scale back in the 1980s.
They have, made use of the fact that different countries have a different comparative advantage, and so it is economically efficient and economically useful to exploit those comparative advantages from different countries as you think about how to put together a car or an iPhone.
Mr. Kaus says that for the United States, the increasing emphasis on the technology and service sectors led to a lot of manufacturing jobs being outsourced, especially lower value-added ones. The beginning of this trend coincided with China's launch of the reform and opening up policy. Drawing in foreign investment and boosting exports were the priorities for China at the time. Foreign companies, including U.S. ones, set up factories here in China, attracted by both the low labor costs and the huge market potential. Before long, China was experiencing a boom in custom manufacturing that used materials and designs supplied by foreign companies. As new factories sprang up, millions of migrant workers from rural areas flocked to cities like Dongguan in search of jobs. It was on their shoulders that the country was raised to its leading position in global manufacturing. Being at different stages of development, the United States and China are pursuing different development modes. As a result, they are a long way apart on the global value chain.
The United States basically is in charge of those processes like, R&D, and they take those R&D, for example, results to places where the manufacturing costs are low, and China basically plays that kind of role of, putting them together. And other developed countries, and the U.S. actually, they take those products and distribute it globally to other countries.
In the United States, the manufacturing sector is in a state of gradual decline as the economy completes the transition from manufacturing-based to technology, innovation, and service-oriented. The IT industry has become a major driver of economic growth and job creation. In the 1990s, when the U.S. experienced a period of sustained growth rarely seen since the Second World War, the so-called new economy flourished, driven by information technology and innovation. But under the Trump administration, the decline in manufacturing has been labeled an economic failure. Outsourcing has been blamed for a decline in employment, with China accused of stealing American jobs. The fact is that the contribution of manufacturing to GDP in the U.S. shrank to just 12% in 2016, while jobs created by manufacturing dropped to 9% of total employment. Yet, the overall economic situation shows that outsourcing has not hurt the U.S. economy, but instead boosted it. In 1991, growth in the U.S. was 4%, as the country enjoyed one of the longest periods of economic prosperity in its history. The unemployment rate fell from 7.4% in 1992 to 4.3% in 1998, the lowest in three decades. These figures point to the U.S.'s economic transition being a success, with outsourcing helping to make the economy stronger. Clearly, this was the right strategy, with new economic sectors creating jobs to make up for those lost by outsourcing manufacturing. As the U.S. economy has moved to the high end, China and other developing countries have picked up what the U.S. has left behind, namely low-end manufacturing. Trade experts say the two economies are highly complementary, with China's ability to produce meeting America's demand. Naturally, the structural difference also results in an imbalance in trade.